Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. Previously, on Vault 69, A Tale from the Wasteland, our rowdy bunch of raiders set out on the search for some heavy artillery. They got a hint that laid to the east in the abandoned Tesla lab. They soon discovered they were not alone in the desert wasteland where the old building still stands, but it was in fact home to a mess of Deathclaws. As the group searched the building, they discovered your typical smattering of irradiated beasts, but also a Colonel Gutsy guarding some rather impressive firepower. But due to the typical American greed, our raider friends soon become the hunted, as the Deathclaws emerge from their desert lair. Will it be a TPK, or will the raiders be able to make it out alive? Find out now, on this episode of Vault 69. Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. I am Riley Groves, and I am joined by my beautiful, lovely co-hosts, Rebecca.
Hello.
And then I'm joined by my not beautiful, lovely co-hosts, Tim.
I'm beautiful.
Yes, you are.
Mean.
Mikey.
Hi.
And Derek.
I'm all right.
Okay, none of you are as beautiful as my wife, so you don't fall into the same bucket.
I could be.
We could try more. Thanks, Riley.
Okay, I regret what I said. My bad, guys.
Throw a little makeup on. You clean up pretty good, Tim.
Yeah, we just need to spend more time together, and then you'll see me in a new light.
All right. What a weird day. Okay, so we're going to do something a little bit different than how we typically start our games. Instead of going to our pod deck, interview deck to learn more about each other as people, we're going to use the Ultimate RPG Campfire deck by James D'Amato to find out more about our characters. Interesting prospect. The first question, not the first, the only question for the day. This one is based on your companions. And the question is, who among your companions do you worry about losing the most?
Maybe Tallman, because he just kind of runs into battle.
Okay.
I would have to say Marvin. I think that from Augusta's standpoint on everything, he's probably the most crucial and versatile to being able to get into other vaults and help with information gathering and that type of thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd probably have to say Augusta, because they seem like the only one that really knows their way around a robot.
Okay.
Oh, I know my way around a robot.
Little sultriness.
Okay. Old Tallman's like, myself.
I don't like
I don't
any
know if
of
old
these
Tallman
people.
Would like anybody.
Well, no. It doesn't actually say that you have to like them. Just worry about losing them. So it could be, you know, a tactile thing. I think that's kind of what Augusta went for with Marvin.
Guess I'm going to go with, the robot for just wandering off.
Okay.
The other two at least would follow, and you seem to get a little distracted and wander off.
Poor Marvin.
Poor Marvin.
It's Mr. Handy. I don't have legs. I go where the thruster takes me.
All right. With that, let's jump into it.
So the Deathclaw is going to go first. And as you see it raise its gigantic claw, we jump to Marvin and old Tallman, who have just gotten set back inside the Tesla lab.
Hearing the explosion, I'm going to tell Marvin to head to find a back door out to head back to help the other two. And Tallman's going to head towards the second floor. No, the third floor and then the fourth floor. On the third floor, he's going to smash the door to the animal lab before heading to the fourth floor to set off the building's alarms and shut the door behind him.
Okay. So you push open the third floor first.
Mm-hmm. Trying to make as big of a distraction as possible by releasing the animals and by creating sound to draw the other ones away from the den.
Would animals still be alive?
He said there was stuff making noise in that room, so...
Like, they probably just died.
Well, what, there's something in there.
So you push in the door to the third floor, and in front of you, you see a bunch of irradiated rats, and there's a couple that are just glowing, and they have, like, just some ooze pouring out of their mouth. They're, you know, R-O-U-S's, so they're rodents of unusual size. And as soon as you open that door, they all head right for it. They have been in this third floor for way too long.
Yep. I'm going to run as fast as I can to the fourth floor to shut the door behind me so they can't get in. I know the lock's busted, but they shouldn't be able to get past the closed door and set the alarm.
The fourth floor. Door doesn't lock anymore. You guys had Colonel Gutsy cut the lock.
Yeah, shut it. Try and knock something in front of it to hold it shut because there's rats. They shouldn't.
Yeah, they're not that strong.
I'm hoping that as soon as they realize that there's something coming in the ground floor, they're going to leave me alone. That's my plan. Just, I don't know, kick something in front of it to keep it shut and then set the building's alarm off.
All right. Mr. Handy, what are you doing?
You said to look for another exit?
To go skirt around them, the death claws, and head back to the lair, the nest, to help them.
You're still in the lobby?
Yeah.
Okay. Standing in the lobby, you hear and see the rad roaches now have adjusted to the light coming in through the window. They are back in this room, and they are abuzz.
And I am just running to the back door.
I thought there wasn't, because you checked the perimeter.
Yeah, you checked all the perimeter and didn't find another door.
The first time we went in, remember?
I think Mr. Gutsy found the only other door. Off the roof.
Off the roof. The secret door. The forbidden door.
Well, you got the hole in the window or the front door.
You could also lead the roaches out.
You could do that.
To be more of a distraction for the things. You do you.
Yeah, I'll try and lead the roaches out.
Are you creating a distraction like you did previously by like bashing your bat on things and leading the roaches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe get some of those mole rats or whatever.
Mole rats? R-O-U-S's.
Yeah, the red rats are not down on the first floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, give me an intelligence and I guess we'll call it speech, kind of charisma based, you know, trying to create a distraction. One success is all you'll need.
I got two.
Okay, so flip over an action point. That's good because you guys are down to one. And as you come out the hole in the window that old Tallman had created before, five rad roaches are following close behind you. As you get out, you see that there is also a death claw really close.
Mr. Gutsy, there's the death claw. Attack it.
You're asking Colonel Gutsy to attack
just
it?
Just kind of hanging out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's just kind of sputtering.
Guns work.
Implement self-destruct mode. Implement self-destruct mode.
They blow up big.
Perfect.
That's what we need.
He needs to be the savior.
Colonel Gutsy does actually successfully fire his laser cannon.
Fire the lasers.
And the laser cannon on Colonel Gutsy does hit the death claw several times. And the Deathclaw responds in kind with seven successes and destroys what's remaining of the Colonel Gutsy right in front of you. And the rat roaches pretty much scatter when they get out into the light and, you know, see the Deathclaw doing this.
I just killed a robot.
Well, you didn't.
Yeah, I would. I know I would have saw it because I have 360 vision. I'm going to use a luck point to ask Colonel Gutsy to make a sacrifice and activate a self-destruct subroutine. And I'm going to tell him, like, if you can, you may need to explode your core. It will be a noble sacrifice, and our future perfect robotic world will be made all the better for your sacrifice. Thank you.
I'll give you the opportunity. Now what I need you to do is roll, what do we think? One success or two to talk.
I mean, he's already pretty
dead. I mean, he is already pretty dead.
And his protocols is to protect the building. So
that, but I'm leaning kind of toward one also because of the reprogramming. It might
agreed.
More toward.
Yeah, he's an ally.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to need one success on a charisma and speech check.
Got it. And a critical success.
All right. So that's actually, you can flip over two because that's three successes, right?
Nice.
Excellent.
Awesome. You watch as Colonel Gutsy's getting torn apart. You hear a few seconds of beeping before it completely explodes in a gigantic explosion and knocks this death claw very far back. And it turns around very slowly and makes its way back towards the cave. Let's go to Augusta.
All right.
You have some defensive clothing now, right?
Yeah, I've got some Brotherhood fatigues and an army helmet.
And so what's your defense?
A one.
Okay. This death claw does come down, raking its claws down across your torso. Let's see how much damage it does.
This is it, man.
Okay, so overall, it got four successes and three criticals. So it's going to do six physical damage.
Okay. I do have a two buffer there, so I'll take four. And then my action?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take off sprinting toward that silver thing as fast as I can. I'm hoping that it is some sort of refuge I will be able to climb into and huddle down until whatever happens.
Okay.
I'll give cover.
All right. Just so you know, there are still two death claws that are, you know, between you and it pretty much, or at the mouth of the cave. So.
Oh, okay.
They are.
I thought that they had headed in a different direction.
No, only one headed towards Marvin and Old Tallman.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them are looking towards Ghoulia Roberts' direction. But okay. She's not like super far away from you.
Okay. So there's four total?
One's
attacking me, one's heading toward the building, two are between me and the cave looking toward where Ghoulia is.
Yep. Okay. One of those is the extremely large one.
Also. Okay. Then I will start sprinting west.
Away.
The opposite direction of Ghoulia. So like if it's the cave, Ghoulia, Tesla, I'm running this way, away from Ghoulia. And I'm also going to, I would have already had my gun. I'm going to try, can I just fire my gun while running, try to create a distraction away from Ghoulia?
You can.
I don't want to aim at anything. I just want to just fire it while it's out and I'm running.
Okay, so you can get one space away and fire your gun.
Okay, that's not far enough.
You can spend an action point to take another action, which you could dash by doing that.
Okay, yeah, I'll spend an action point and dash.
So then with that, roll to attack.
I'm using a 10mm pistol.
Okay, so that's agility plus small guns.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
You missed?
Yeah, 14 and an 18.
Okay, yeah, not great. So you do just fire off some rounds and try to sprint. Ghoulia, what are you doing?
I don't know. Just shooting at them, I guess.
Which ones?
So there's two looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
At least one going towards Augusta.
There's one like right behind Augusta.
How close are the ones looking at me?
They still haven't moved, so they're about between 75 and 100 yards away. Still near the mouth of the cave.
All right, I'm going to tuck behind the rock and I'm going to shoot at the one that's right next to Augusta and try to kind of deter it from her, I guess, with my hunting rifle. That's medium range, is that?
Yes, okay. That'll be fine.
So what roll am I rolling?
It's a small gun, and it does 6 damage. And it has piercing.
Small guns is tagged on mine.
Okay.
Nice.
And agility, you said?
Yes.
I have a 3 and a 19, and I needed to get an 8.
One so success. It has a defense of 2, so you don't hit it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It is a very beefy creature.
Okay. Then that's all I do, I guess.
So you do make contact with the creature, but its hide is very thick and your bullet does not penetrate it. Old Tallman, let's jump to you. You're up in the building. You've run back to the computer terminal that you know that Augusta was working on previously. Go ahead and give me an intelligence and science roll. I'll need a difficulty of 2.
Oh, okay. Well, neither one of those.
You do have enough action points if you wanted to try.
Yeah, I'd use them all just to try and get...
Leave one.
All right, fine.
Okay, flip over 3 action points.
Nope, I still only got 1.
1 success. Not enough. You fumble around with the computer. I will give you the chance to redo that on your next turn. However, you hear the rad roaches scratching at the door of the Tesla lab, or the main lab that you're at. Yeah, the rad rats scratching at the door. So they are trying to push their way in. They do. They're very attracted by you, but they're not in yet. Mr. Handy, Marvin, what you got going on?
So I'm running back towards them, right?
Sure.
I've got the rad roaches out. They're gone.
They're gone. They've scattered.
That
you see, you can see Augusta being pursued very closely by a Deathclaw.
And
you hear shots. You'd hear Ghoulia making shots, but
the Deathclaw that Mr. Gutsy hit didn't die.
No, but it is very injured.
And it's just running back home.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go try and save Augusta.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm going over there as quick as I can. And then once I'm well enough in range, I'm going to try my new alien atomizer and shoot at the Deathclaw that's giving chase.
Okay, let's see it. It's a small gun, so agility plus small guns.
I should have traded you for the Tesla cannon because I have big guns tagged. Ooh, critical failure and a 14.
You get within range, which is close for the alien atomizer, and the sun reflects
in all 3 of my eyes.
In all 3 of your eyes. So you begin to miss. However, it also reflects off your body in a very attention-grabbing way. And the Deathclaw turns, no longer pursuing Augusta, and sees you and pursues you instead. It quickly closes the gap. You have a defense of 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh boy. Marvin. Oh, sweet Marvin.
It swings its gigantic claws at you, and with the crits that it got with Vicious as tagged, it does a total of 10 physical damage. God, is that it? You only have 8.
I have 8, and I took a hit earlier. Oh,
let's see where it hits you right in the torso, too, by the way.
Damage resistance of 2.
Okay, so it does 8 damage overall, and you are already at 7. Is that correct?
Yep.
Mr. Handy goes down.
Shit.
Old Tallman, quickly back to you. You gonna try the terminal again?
Yep, I'm gonna try one more time at the terminal before Old Tallman gets real mad.
Okay.
Did you say intelligence and science?
Yep. 2 successes needed.
Nope.
Okay. The terminal, upon failing the second time, brings up a new screen and it says attempts left, 1.
Give it one more attempt.
Okay, let's see it. Is that a nat 1?
It's a nat 1 and a 14, so I'm going to... Yeah.
I mean, with a nat 1, that's a critical success. So that is 2, in fact, 2 successes.
Then, yeah, I'm going to go with that and reactivate the alarm.
Okay.
And whatever else is in that terminal. That
whatever defense systems activate.
Is there a turret control?
No, the alarm just starts going off, and it's extremely loud, and it begins to go off in all parts of the building. And Augusta and Ghoulia Roberts, you hear this, and you can see that it attracts one more of the Deathclaw, the littlest one, towards the sound of the lab. The large one still remains at the mouth of the cavern. However, it is attracting it towards your way. Why don't the two of you make me some... intelligence and sneak checks. I'll need 1 success from each of you.
I have 1 success.
1 success.
Okay. No critical failures, right?
No.
All right. The two of you are able to seek cover as the third one runs past your position and towards the Tesla lab and steps right on Marvin's body in doing so.
Oh.
I feel like you didn't. That was a choice. That was a choice you made.
Yeah, a little bit.
Insult to injury.
Yes. And along the way, it does get the attention to and attract the one that was wounded from the other Colonel Gutsy.
So there's two full healths and the one that's all fucked up, all heading toward the back toward the lab.
And they're all past us except for the big one.
Except for the big one. What is everybody doing?
Well, I'm sitting there in the dirt sparking.
Yeah, sorry, you're dead, so we don't need to know what you're doing.
Augusta is going to continue moving west.
I'm going to try to keep giving Augusta cover as much as I can.
Who are you going to be firing at then? Because there's three headed towards the Tesla lab right now, and then the matriarch down by the cave.
I would not shoot and draw attention to yourself.
Yeah, and I think I'm just going to crouch behind the rock for a minute and wait for those three to run past me.
They're past you and Augusta at this point.
You should ready. Just prepare an action in case you can go.
Can old Tallman, after setting the alarm off, head towards the roof to take pot shots at the Deathclaws that haven't headed towards the building?
Definitely. What are you attacking with?
I am going to attack with the Tesla rifle, not really caring that it might not actually go that way or that far enough. I'm just trying to draw attention. If it does hit, doesn't matter if it does damage, it just needs to draw attention back to myself.
Okay.
And did you say that was a big gun or was it a small gun?
Big gun, because Mike made that comment about how he should have had it because he has efficiency in large weapons.
I also have an energy weapon classification. Does it count as that?
It is an energy weapon, yeah.
Okay, then it's that. So it'd be perception and energy. I have a success and a failure.
Yeah, you lob a shot down there, and it hits around the three death claws that are headed towards the Tesla lab. Doesn't do any damage, but they continue making their way towards the lab.
Okay.
And they are essentially at the bottom of the building at this point.
Okay, I'm going to keep trying to keep their attention and draw the attention of the matriarch if I can. I know she's far away.
She is much further away.
I'm hoping that if I cause enough commotion, she might come help her.
I have a question. Are these things smart enough that they'll like know to go through the door at the bottom, or they're just animals?
I mean, I don't think they'd be like, ooh, a door. But like, they're going to see an opening that's right next to the door that's been blown out by a gigantic super mutant that busted out of it and be like, there's an entryway. And that's what they're doing, climbing into that entryway.
Huh.
What are you two doing?
At this point, you know, if the cave is here, I'm hoping I moved out west enough to be able to start kind of heading perpendicular. The idea being that if the matriarch does leave that cave, that I can make it to whatever this silver thing is. So probably reducing from a run to more of a strategic kind of half crawl, you know, slowly just trying to stay down and hidden while moving.
Yeah, sounds like you're trying to do an agility plus sneak roll. Difficulty of 2.
That's 2 2s. So actually, that would be, you said sneak? That's 2 criticals.
2 criticals. Okay, so that's 4 successes. So go ahead and turn over 2 action points, and you're able to stay hidden as you sneak around. Gulia, anything that you're doing?
I don't really know what to do. I'm starting to get a little concerned about the Deathclaws getting into the building and going after Tallman. Derek says, don't worry about Tallman. So I'm going to not worry about Tallman. All right. I just want to be able to give cover to Augusta if the big one starts coming after her.
Oh, I guess, too, like if you started kind of doing some shots that way, it would distract her from the cave so that I can get into whatever, or I could find whatever the silver thing is and hope it's a turning point in the battle.
So should I start shooting at her and drawing her towards me?
It's up to you. It could potentially give me an advantage to be able to do something.
I also have a question. This says that I have a jet. Really understand what that means, because I wrote jet extra is action cost, 1 less AP, brief.
Jet,
can I fly?
Jet is a chem.
Jet is
no,
a chem.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right, I'm going to shoot at this motherfucker, the big one.
You're going to need 2 successes.
Okay.
To hit it. So what weapon are you using?
My hunting rifle.
Okay, so you're going to roll. That was small guns and agility.
Okay, it's a 6 and a 2. Small guns is tagged. I got 1 success on a 6.
Okay, you hit it, and you do draw its attention. It is now moving slowly your direction.
Okay, which is what I want.
Okay.
Augusta's definitely going to start moving toward the silver thing. The creature's back is to Augusta. I think that they will be a little less cautious and kind of really just try to pick up the speed to get to that object.
Okay. If you're going to run for it, give me an agility and survival. Difficulty of 2.
I got a nat 1 and a 15. So a failure and a critical. Should be 2.
Yeah, you sprint to it and you get to the armor. This Deathclaw is not very far from you, though, at this point. Mm-hmm. And you get to where this shiny metal thing is in the sand, and you're able to uncover it. And it is a powered down suit of power armor.
Am I able to access the cockpit?
You will have to, like, dig it out from the sand because it is half buried.
Okay, I'm going to, whatever side is further from the thing there, I'm going to lay down right next to it and kind of just, like, scoop the sand out while kind of laying down, trying to be as out of sight as possible.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Ghoulie Roberts?
Yeah, I'll shoot at it again and keep it coming towards me.
Okay.
I have an 11 and a 5, so 1 success.
You hit it. It does not do any damage, though, and it is now picking up speed towards your location.
Does it specifically see me or just know that shooting is coming from this area?
Now that you've shot it several times, I'm going to think it knows where you're shooting it from.
Okay. Good to know.
Can I take another pot shot at the matriarch?
She is like a quarter mile away. Okay. Yeah. I don't even think your energy would hit
okay
that far. However, you do hear loud sounds coming from the rest of the building now, and you hear the door get broken down in the stairwell, and you hear several rad rats die quickly and sound seemingly painfully, and you know that there are death claws in the staircase.
I am going to look around on the roof to see if there's anything that would help me get down off of the building.
Ooh, or if there's an air vent system you can drop down into.
Something that's sticking out of the building I can land on, an air vent, rope, even like softer stuff towards the bottom, even if I have to use a luck pointer.
Oh, aim for the bushes. I once heard a wise robot say that. Maybe not wise. A rapscallion robot.
I'll give you for free that there is an air ventilation system on the roof that must lead down into the building. It will not be easy for Old Tolman to move through that.
Through it now.
You are quite large compared to air ducts.
I'm guessing that would probably be agility and survival or athletics to get through that.
To get through, yeah, I would need that probably per floor to get through.
Or would it be strength and athletics?
I think it's a little bit more of a finesse situation.
Okay, well.
Because you are large. The biggest thing is air ventilation systems don't support a tremendous amount of weight. Things, they're yeah. not. They're meant for air moving through, not people traversing.
Hmm. There be any way to climb down the outside of the building?
No, it is a concrete building.
Just checking.
I mean, you could try to like do some sort of thing where you rappel down or you know fall down window to window, but that would be
even harder.
Extremely difficult. Yeah.
I'm just thinking because my strength is so much higher than my agility. That it might actually work out, but yeah, screw it. Let's try it for the air vents.
Okay. Opening the air vents pretty easy. Jumping in, I guess, and falling to the fourth floor is going to be your first thing. So give me an agility and an athletics to try to climb down into the fourth floor.
Ha! I got a success.
Okay. You managed to get your body into the air duct, and you are currently on the fourth floor in the air vent. And you can hear outside of the air vent that there is a death claw, at least on the fourth floor. Augusta and Ghoulia.
Scooping sand.
Just scooping sand.
Scooping sand.
Okay. You scoop away, and you get to the back of this power armor and probably realize there is no fusion cell in this power armor.
I immediately start sprinting toward the broken body of my friend Marvin.
Okay. Give me an agility and a survival roll. Difficulty of 2.
A failure and a nat 1.
Okay. You make it back to Marvin's dead body.
I go for his core.
Okay. Ghoulie Roberts, this Deathclaw matriarch is making her way. She is not far from you at this point. What are you going to do?
How far away am I from Marvin's body then?
I'd say Marvin's probably about 50 yards from you. So you can see Augusta.
He had a flamethrower on him.
He did.
Would that be something I could pick up and use? I know it was like part of his body.
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
The alien zapper you could get.
You would have to sprint to make it to his body.
I think I just want to keep her from seeing Augusta, because that's going to be the chance that we've got to defeat her at all, I think, right?
So you're going to stay?
She sees me anyway, so I'm going to shoot at her, but I'm also going to run away from Augusta and everything and try to find another rock pile to hide behind.
Okay. All of that will take at least 3 actions, so you will need to spend an action point in order to run, hide, and shoot.
Okay, then I'll just shoot and run.
Okay, you can move 1 section, so you'll be about 75 feet or 75 yards from Marvin's dead body. So go ahead and take a shot. So you're going to do agility plus small guns.
I have 1 success.
Okay, you do not hit the matriarch, and she continues to pursue you. You do get a little further away. She will be here in about 1 turn, but you continue. You do distract her away from Augusta.
Okay.
Okay, Old Tallman.
Let's try this again. Hey, I have a success.
You managed to clamber down onto the third floor. You're 1 floor further down. We're going to just keep jumping back and forth between everybody. Augusta, now you're going to sprint back across the desert?
Hell yeah. Run, run, run. Run, run, run.
Okay. You run, 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 run. You've done it a couple times now, and the Deathclaw is even closer to Ghoulie Roberts, so you don't really need to be that sneaky. You get over to it with the core. Give me an intelligence and science roll. Difficulty of 1.
That is a success and failure.
Okay. You are able to instill this fusion core into the power armor, and it does power up.
Fantastic. All aboard. Choo-choo. We gotta go.
Okay, you climb inside. It is a little slow. It does not have any weapons on it itself.
Okay.
So there's no minigun, but you are now inside of a power armor.
Cool.
It's going to give you a defense of 2 and an HP of 50.
Okay. And then just melee attack, like fisticuffs?
I don't remember what you have for weapons.
Oh, I can use my weapons?
You can use any of your weapons.
Yeah, you can use your weapons still. They'll just, you know, be the same as they were before.
Okay. Yeah, and then start making my way toward Ghoulia.
Okay. Ghoulie Roberts.
Yes.
You are up now.
Well, okay. Well, I can I see that Augusta's in the armor?
I'm not sure you can see that he's in the armor. Like, think of it as a cinematic moment where the gigantic monster is much too close of you, taking up most of your field of vision at this point.
Do I know anything about Deathclaws? Like,
yeah, they're really, really, really hard to kill, and they mostly just kill anything on sight.
Are they really dumb? Like, if I bury myself in the sand, can I...
They're not dumb. They're apex predators, so they are actually pretty
So essentially it's a T-Rex.
Probably smarter than a T-Rex.
I would say think of, like, nearly a T-Rex-sized velociraptor.
Okay.
So, like...
Indominus Rex.
Yeah, that would be very close.
If you were to watch any of the new Jurassic Parks, which I didn't, so I don't actually know what that is, but it sounded impressive.
I don't know. I'm just going to shoot at it again. I have 1 success.
Okay. You take another shot.
And I move backwards.
It pursues you very quickly as you continue to shoot and move backwards. And it does catch up to you, and it swipes at you with its gigantic claws. And to stop you from running, it slices down, doing 6 damage to your right leg.
Well, then.
6 physical damage. You will take your damage reduction off for your right leg. I think you got a 1.
Yes.
You're going to take 5 damage, and you're actually going to take a wound on your right leg.
Okay.
You immediately fall prone as your leg gives out underneath your weight, and you can no longer take the sprint action, and the move action is now a major action for you for the moment.
So if I move, that's all I can do?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Old Tallman, let's see you descend to the second floor.
I did it.
Okay. You climb down into the second floor, and you hear another Deathclaw mulling about in the second floor. Augusta, now you're making your way towards Ghoulia.
Mm-hmm.
Movement is a little slow in this suit, But you're able to cover about half the distance in just a normal movement.
Okay.
You can dash or you can try to attack.
I think I'm going to have to dash because I have a close quarters weapon.
Guglia, to your surprise, you see the sun gleam off this power armor as it comes up from behind this death claw.
Can I come up yelling?
Yeah.
Kind of yelling to Guglia to hang in there.
Okay, then give me a charisma and...
And I'm looking to get its attention. I want to distract it from Guglia. That's my main purchase.
Give me a charisma and speech. Accomplish a few things at once.
That's two successes.
Excellent. You manage to get its attention, and it turns, seeing a foe that it had already bested, making its way right up close to it. And it, for the moment, does not attack Guglia Roberts.
Use a stem pack.
Real quick, Marvin... Give me an endurance and survival test. No, never mind. You don't have a fusion core. You're dead. your body's been sucked apart. So, okay. Guglia Roberts, what do you do now?
You're very close to this thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, so a baseball grenade is probably not what I want to do.
He can take it.
Oh, yeah.
He can take it.
I could.
She can take it. Yeah. Whatever.
You'd be fine.
Sure. I'll throw my last baseball grenade.
Okay.
Just aim for the mouth so it explodes inside of it.
I'm going to time it for when it's roaring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're either going to give me perception and explosives or agility plus throwing. And so typically if you're going to aim for a specific type of body, the difficulty is going to go up by one. But I will negate that if you want to spend a luck point to try to accomplish exploding it in its face.
I will use a luck point, which just gives me one success, right? So I still have to get the other success?
No, it doesn't give you a success. You still need to succeed on the roll. It's just going to make it so that you don't have to achieve three successes on your roll.
I did better with perception and the other thing.
Explosives?
Yes.
Okay.
That is an 8, and a 2 is tagged for explosives.
Okay, so roll me 2 dice. You're going to need 2 successes.
Nope.
You can spend some action points, too.
Okay. I have to spend 3 to get 2 more
points. Correct.
Sorry, guys. I'm doing this.
Go for it.
I'm going to reroll both dice. I have 1 success.
Okay, I'll give you a partial then. Go ahead and roll 3 attack dice.
2 blanks and a person.
You explode this grenade in its face, not in its mouth or where you were exactly aiming, but it does back the creature up several feet away from Augusta. Old Tallman, last floor. Let's see you get down there.
Ah, no.
What'd you...
A success and a crit fail.
Oh, so. From floor 2 to floor... Oh, you're going to spend one?
I mean... How bad it's going to be.
It's still going to be a 20. You don't. It doesn't re-roll a roll. It just allows you to roll an additional dice.
I just don't know if I rolled a... if I rolled a crit, if it would cancel it.
If you want to spend the last action point and try to roll a nat 1, then yes, I will allow it to negate that.
Tim's like, yeah, go for it.
No.
All right, no, I'm going to stick with the...
You come from the second floor down into the first floor, and you crash through the ventilation system, landing hard on your back onto the first floor. Actually, landing on your neck out onto the first floor. Go ahead and take 1 damage from that fall, but you are on the bottom floor and alone.
If I'm alone on the first floor, I am going to move quickly and quietly towards the entrance and make sure that there's not anything directly outside.
Okay. You don't even need to roll for that. There's nothing in your way in between.
Then I'm going to make a mad sprint towards them.
You hear the noise when you get out of the building and you are sprinting across the sand, which the sun is beginning to go down. So the sand's not quite as hot anymore. You see a suit of power armor standing over Guglia Roberts and a gigantic death claw fighting the two of them.
That's where I'm headed.
Okay.
As much distance as I can cover with sprint, dash, whatever.
Augusta.
I'm going to attack with my 10mm pistol.
Okay.
And I do that.
With a small gun and agility roll, you're going to roll 2d20 and try to get 2 successes. Something that's been elusive for you guys on almost any shot.
All right. That's not only going to be 2 successes, one of them is critical.
Right on. Here's the attack dice. So how much damage does your 10mm do?
4.
Okay, so roll me 4 attack die.
That's 2 heads and a bang.
Okay. Roll this here. Actually, you have a Pip-Boy, so you can say what location you are looking at, and it will not increase the difficulty.
Oh, I'm looking right at its stupid head.
You get a good shot off right into this matriarch's head, popping it back, and she takes a step back. Ghoulie Roberts.
Yes.
You are pretty wounded, laying on the ground. What are you doing?
I mean, I don't really know what else to do, so I guess I'm just going to keep shooting at it. My hunting rifle's ranged.
Yeah, it's a medium, so it would be more difficult to shoot it with that. Although you have other guns.
I have a pipe gun. I'll do that. Well, I failed.
How badly? No critical failures?
No criticals. Just okay. Not good.
You just miss. At Old Tallman, you are closing the distance.
How close am I?
Medium. You could get there in a sprint, probably.
I'm just wondering if I should use part of my movement and shoot at it, or if I should close the distance and slam into it. That'd be a... I don't know if I'm close enough to do.
You would have to spend an action point to take another action if you were to sprint over there and body slam it. If you close part of the distance and shoot, that's fine.
I'm going to close part of the distance and take a shot at it with the Tesla rifle.
Okay.
And I am going to spend
one action point?
Yeah, because I was off by one. And that's a 3.
Okay. So did you get 2 successes?
I got 1 success.
Okay. It's got a defense of 2, so you need 2 successes to
Ew. Okay. Then I won't burn that.
Okay.
I wouldn't get it with that.
All right. Deathclaw's turn. It is going to attack the power armor, and it is successful. Can I see those dice, please? It rakes you with its claws in your torso, doing 9 physical damage. However, you do have a physical damage reduction of 4. So you're actually only going to take 5 damage. And it's back to your turn.
All right. I'm going to shoot and speak.
Speaking doesn't take anything.
Oh, really, cool. So. Ghoulia, you should get to Marvin's gun. Get to the alien weapon. We need more power. And then I'm going to shoot my 10 millimeter again at this dude's face. Or that was what I wanted. Oh, I got 1 failure and a nat 1, a critical
success. Okay, that's enough to do damage. So go ahead and roll the damage dice.
We got the face and 4 bangs.
You let off another shot into this Deathclaw's face. And although you're doing good damage, it doesn't really seem like it's taking too much of it.
Oh, its brain is in its tail.
I'm not sure if that's the case or not. Typically not, but there's weirder things that have happened, I think.
I'm more or less hoping to, like, maim it in some way. Like, maybe eventually, like, you know, it hits one of the eyes and now it has trouble. You know, it has a little bit of a disadvantage as far as seeing where we are. I'm just trying to do as much damage up top to, like, fuck it up.
Right on. Yeah, and you rolled an at one?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. With critical, and you're aiming for its face, and it took damage from a grenade to its face. Okay. I will give you on that, actually. You were able to take out one of its eyes.
Awesome.
And it does send a screech through the thing's body, and it takes a few steps backwards away from the power armor. Ghoulia.
I'm going to try to get over to that alien gun.
Okay.
But I don't move good.
No, you can only move about half the distance because you can't dash.
Okay.
Okay. So you're halfway there.
How much damage does the sledgehammer do? The baseball bat does 6, so I'm trying to see if it does more. The
sledgehammer does 5.
Okay.
Then, damn, not as much.
No, I know. Crazy. I am going to run in and
wait. Hit. Your baseball bat does more because you get a bonus to physical, right?
No.
Oh.
That's without my bonus to physical.
No shit. Okay. Yeah.
That's why I think it's weird.
That is weird.
Because the hammer in the game is
the hammer,
pretty hardcore weapon.
Yeah. In the book, the hammer is stronger than the baseball bat.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, because my baseball bat says 6, and then I have a 2 melee bonus. All right. Anyway, I'm going to hit it with the baseball bat.
Okay.
As hard as I can in whatever leg is closest.
Okay. If you're going to target a specific leg, it's going to increase the difficulty to 3.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just do the normal. Nope. And I missed on both.
Yep. No critical failures?
No critical failure.
You are up on it now, and it is
its turn.
And coming crashing into it with the baseball bat, you definitely draw its attention. Can I have the damage dice, please?
Oh, old Tallman.
I was doing okay. I have so much more health than you. Oh, man.
Let's see where it hits. As you were trying to aim for its left leg and not successful, it aims for your left leg And it hits you for 10 points of damage.
Oof. I'm still alive.
You are alive. Your leg, similar to Ghoulia Roberts,
is crippled.
Is crippled, and you immediately are knocked down. All right, Augusta.
I'd like to move to put myself between Tallman and the monster and go to shoot it in the face again.
I just didn't know if there was a way I could give him a weapon, one of my melee weapons.
To give him one would be an action, so
okay.
Not on this turn.
Okay.
I needed a 7. I got a 7 and a 2. 2 is tagged as a 2 on the small guns. So that's a crit.
So what are you doing?
I'm looking right at the other eye. I'm aiming for the other side of the face now. I want to cripple, at least try to, you know, cripple this thing enough so that we can potentially get away from it and not have to finish the battle. And then
let's see it.
Get out of there before those other three, you know,
finally. Come back.
Exactly. We got to go. We got to go. Oops, 2 faces, and I rolled a crit and a miss. At this point, it's taken 1 grenade and 3 bullets to the face.
You are able to shoot it, not directly into its other eye. However, you do hit it in the face, similar to where you have hit it now several times. It takes a few steps back, and it kind of like holds its head in a weird way, and you see some radiated blood pouring out of its head, giving you all a momentary reprieve.
Awesome.
To get away, I would say, because 2 of you have injured legs. You're going to need to do something to stabilize yourselves or take some drugs or something to make it so you can run.
I'm still going for that gun.
Okay. You make it over to the gun and give me an intelligence and science check to try to get it off, unless you're just trying to rip it off, in which case give me a strength and science roll. Up to you.
I'm going to go with a strength and science roll. For a 7. And I failed on both counts.
You want to spend an action point?
Okay. Just reroll 1 dice.
Yep.
Oh, that's an 8.
Nice.
Is that a success?
No.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. You do not get the alien gun off of Marvin's dead body.
Okay.
Now what are the 2 cripples going to do? Do you guys have anything that'll help you?
I want
to
shoot it in the face.
The death claw?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see it.
That is a natural 1 and a natural 2. Ooh.
Okay, 2 successes. Let's see it.
A crit and a success.
Yeah.
This thing does 5. So, bang. 2 faces. Another face. So, 4 faces and a bang.
You manage to shoot it in the face again. It lets out a howl. It takes its hands away from its face, and it moves off about 20 yards in a different direction from you guys.
With this, this thing has 2 shot. Does that mean it fires 2 shots at the same time?
Or no, it just uses a
double tap option.
It just uses 2 ammo.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right.
You are still crippled, and so are you, Ghoulia. And what are you doing, Augusta?
So I'm not as fast in the power suit.
No, but I'm not really going to
make
that a determining factor.
I'm going to toss. Okay, wait, there's only 1 action per turn, unless I use one of those. Okay.
Can I go first? Sorry.
Oh, sure.
Ghoulia's going to pull out an iguana on a stick and start munching on it, and I will heal 4 points.
Okay, I'll say that's enough to make it so that you can dash, although you are still injured.
I'm going to toss Tallman a Napa Cola, which is +2 HP, +1 action point.
Cool. Flip over an action point.
Drink the cola. The sugars will help you feel, well, better for a moment. The crash can be rough.
Thank you.
No problem. Ghoulia, we got it. We got to go. We got to go.
I'm up. I'm ready. Good thing I had that iguana on a stick.
How close is Marvin's body?
Ghoulia's on Marvin's body.
Oh, shit, right.
You are where Ghoulia used to be, essentially. So,
how long would it take me to get to Ghoulia's location?
Oh, you could move there in 1 turn.
Okay. I would like to move there to pick up Marvin's body.
Okay. You're in a power armor. I'm going to say it's not overly difficult. You're not going to be able to do anything else while you're holding it, the body.
As soon as I grab him, we're running east.
Okay.
Everybody disengaging? Is old Tallman disengaging, or is he staying to fight?
Tallman, we got to go. We got to go back.
We got to go, but how much does an iguana on a stick?
4.
Four, okay.
Can I grab Marvin's body and run away with it?
Oh, he's got.
Oh, I, sorry.
Augusta's got Marvin.
Sorry. You and I are supporting.
Okay.
I had the power suit, so I figured it'd be the easiest for me to grab it.
Both of you still have injured legs, by the
way.
All right. Okay, where do you run off to?
I think that we should go right back to our camp to resupply and repair.
As the sun sets on day 4, which has taken much longer than originally anticipated, you guys get back to your raider camp with Marvin's dead body and mostly wounded, but with some new guns and a new set of power armor. All right, and that's going to do it for this episode of Tales from the Crypt. So we will
see you next Tuesday.
Tales from the Crypt is part of the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Yeah, let's pick the noisiest spot.
Previously on Vault 69, A Tale from the Wasteland, our rowdy bunch of raiders set out on the search for some heavy artillery. They got a hint it laid to the east in the abandoned Tesla lab. They soon discovered they were not alone in the desert wasteland where the old building still stands, but it was in fact home to a mess of deathclaws. As the group searched the building, they discovered your typical smattering of irradiated beasts, but also a Colonel Gutsy guarding some rather impressive firepower. But due to the typical American greed, our raider friends soon become the hunted, as the Deathclaws emerge from their desert lair. Will it be a TPK, or will the raiders be able to make it out alive? Find out now, on this episode of Vault 69.